Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this special episode, we've got the Friday and Sunday TFCon Baltimore podcast roundtable panels from back in October 2021, featuring podcasters from the More Than Meets the Ear podcast, Radio Free Cybertron, and of course, Empire of Rust and Transmissions. Today is Wednesday, December 29th, 2021, and this is episode 466 of Transmissions.
Con Baltimore. How's everyone doing? All right. Yeah, we're here to kick off the show. We are a bunch of podcasters. So if I don't know if you listen, if anyone listens to Transformers Podcast, there are a metric ton of Transformers podcasts online, so there's lots to choose from. I am Charles, also known as Big C. I am a host of the Transmissions podcast, and we've got a bunch of other podcasts here as well, so introduce yourself.
I'm Josh. I'm from More Than Meets the Ear, where we review Transformers Cybertron, a show that only I seem to care about. We also sing songs, because half of us are theater kids.
I'm a diecast. I'm a cast member on Radio Free Cybertron. Some of you may know the podcast's been around for over 20 years, so long history. And this is probably the first TFCon I've been to in over 2 years because of the pandemic, so I want to thank Colin and all the TFCon crew for, putting this back out there. It's great to finally be at another TFCon again.
It's the first TFCon anyone's been to in 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm also Magnus. I'm the podcast friend, as I like to call myself. I've been on a bunch of the podcasts. I do not have my own. I am the one who organized this because no one realized that no one would do that. I've been into Transformers since they came out, and this is my third TFCon. Chicago and Toronto have been my other ones. I don't know what else to... what else we can go to? Did everyone here stay for the panel that was previous? When did that end, the PulseCon thing?
Oh, the PulseCon thing ended at, I think it was around 2 o'clock, roughly.
Okay, so it's obviously they have not been standing here this whole time. I'm just cold, and I am sweaty and disgusting. I will have a panel, as well. If anyone wants to see me tomorrow, I will be cosplaying, so that'll be fun. You want to start the excitement here?
Well, I mean, let's talk about what's going on, today with PulseCon, and then we'll talk about what's happening at TFCon. Because, Hasbro decided to, they thought TFCon picked a good weekend, so they decided to put on their own show as well for PulseCon. But we're all TFCon is all Transformers all weekend. PulseCon only got Transformers for, 2 hours today, and that's it? did everyone see the reveals for PulseCon that came out today? Diecast, what did you think of all the cool new toys that they revealed for Transformers Legacy?
I think it's funny because, we've been in this G1 continuum. And now they've decided to go to other characters throughout the Transformers history, but they confirmed today that they're going to G1-ify every character, which you can see if you look at the RC, which may not have been visible on my phone as I was driving the TFCon watching PulseCon, which is not recommended, but that's what I did. I almost hit anyone, I'm sorry. They're G1-ifying. I believe the Transformers Legacy slogan, I'm going to announce right here. They didn't announce it. They called me, talked to me, said it was okay. The new slogan is now, till all RG1.
Oh, no.
So yeah, I like the products that they showed today. The Bulkhead is probably the most disappointing to me.
It's my favorite.
It's your favorite?
Yeah, I love it. Stupid looking thing.
Yeah, it. You know what it's obviously meant to be, right?
There's like three different things people were saying. There's like GoBot.
It's the
Master Force.
I believe it's the Beast Hunters Optimus Prime. Is what that mold is actually supposed to be.
Pre-tool.
Yeah, this is the pre-tool to the actual, you know, that they made the Optimus Prime first, and they said, okay, let's do a retool as Bumblebee. Everything's Bumblebee. They did the retool as Bulkhead, but they released the Bulkhead first. So.
Were there any Bumblebees?
No.
No. There will be. That's got to be Wave 2. I mean, you always have to have a Prime in Wave 1. So we got Laser Prime. He's the leader. And then, so Bumblebee's got to be a Wave 2, along with the Megatron. We didn't see Megatron yet. And that's like an unspoken rule also is, at the start of every new Transformers trilogy, we need a Megatron, we need a Prime, we need a Bumblebee, and a Starscream probably.
They did have a t-shirt of Megatron, so I'm assuming that that's just Wave 2.
Yeah.
They don't usually do that unless they're planning something funny. Kickback already sold out, and Dragstrip already sold out on Pulse, so I'm assuming those will be G1ers.
Dragstrip. Now they're doing a combiner, which is the first combiner since Combiner Wars, which was two trilogies ago. If the rumors are true, Motormaster is going to be the commander class figure. So probably go like third party style with the trailer being the body for Menasor. So it's going to be three deluxes or four deluxes and Motormaster as your commander class figure for the year.
I haven't even seen any combined reports on this thing.
What's that?
All I see is yellow.
It looks like it's one of the what would that be? Early 2000s like customizer where they just use Unicron's crotch. That's what it looks like because I don't see any combined reports on this guy at all.
I mean, it's a good looking figure. It's definitely different than the Combiner Wars figure, which is what I'm most appreciative of. Is it's not like the just a slight redesign of that figure.
Yeah, and one thing I like about Combiner Wars is it's Scramble City. I don't think these are going to be able to do that at all. These are like anti-Scramble City combiners. Because if Motormaster is the main piece, assuming everybody else is probably going to be their main piece. I don't know how Commander, but it's...
Yeah, non-Scramble City is... I think Scramble City... Although it was a good idea, doing it throughout the entire line kind of hurt the figures.
I'm just glad that they aren't redoing it.
Yeah.
They're doing a different method. They're doing more of the third-party version. They're trying to battle that.
Yeah, they're trying to find a better way. You know, by using that Commander class price point, they're trying to find a better way to make a combiner within the constructs of Hasbro and their... retail products, because obviously that's something third party doesn't have to worry about. They don't have to worry about, retail products. These products are all pretty much straight to consumer, even though you get them from
price point. They can make it whatever price they need.
Yeah.
So what did you think, Charles, of the reveals? Anything stand out to you?
I am seeing most of them for the first time, literally right now. That's why I've got my phone out. I'm like, what happened? What?
I saw them at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the figures are all, they're okay. I mean, I think it's, it's always good to refresh figures that you haven't seen before. What I'm most interested in is actually the reformatted Galvatron, but not interested in the Galvatron itself, but all the little bits and pieces that come with it. So how many people here got HasLab Unicron this year? Oh, okay.
Charles, are you surprised?
I did too. But yeah, I mean, so all those little figures that came with that come with the reformatted Galvatron would go great with my HasLab Unicron. So
I think that's what they call them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not allowed to use slug, but they call them slug. Okay. so yeah, did you get the? You have no interest in the actual figure then. $50.
Not really, no.
this is where I'm different than everybody out here. Unless you are. Well, I love this stupid thing. Like, the day that the Megatron Reds came up that did the same thing, I was like, this would be so awesome. It's me. They're making toys for me.
Yeah, it's just you.
the extra parts, that is annoying because they said, I actually went back and looked. What Hasbro said was they will be rolling these out with exclusive figures for the next few years. That's what their text said.
Mm.
Not everything is a Galvatron figure not everyone's going to want.
Mm.
That's a little different than what they were going for.
I'm glad to get it all at one shot, though. You know,
I'm fine with it, too.
Give it to me now. I'll put it on display with my Unicron collection. And
he's $4 more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... And if you really don't want the figure, find someone who wants it. Because not everyone's going to want the little tiny figures because they don't have a Unicron to go with it.
There's definitely a split market on that. It's the same with the Beasts things from Amazon. You get a Beast and then you get a card. It's super easy to offload one or the other if you don't want both. So, what else do we got on here?
And then Beast Wars fans got a treat with the you know some exclusive behind the scenes stuff on the new movie Rise of the Beasts. So that looks exciting. And you know the lead actor Anthony Ramos talked about his love of Beast Wars of being a Beast Wars kid. So yeah, those guys are a little younger than me. So you know, but I still love Beast Wars. I didn't grow up with it. I was already in college and when Beast Wars came out, but still love it, but glad to see the younger fans are getting their due now with Beast Wars and the 25th anniversary of Beast Wars. So that's
I feel like a lot of the stuff is swan songing. So they're like, we're not doing G1 anymore. So this is your last chance, and then they'll do it again in like 10 years. speaking of Beast Wars, you didn't watch that, did you?
Yeah, I watched it.
I watched it on YouTube.
Oh.
Because I was not... I think I was like 2 years old when it was actually airing. You don't know my parents.
But speaking of toys, if we're going to start talking about some TFCon stuff, we got two exclusives, or one exclusive and one early release slash... exclusive. We have the New Age Walther P-38. This is like a black Megatron that's available from the Chosen Prime. I think they're
the actual alt mode.
They're limited like 500, I believe. And then Toy Dojo booth also has the reformatted Rung, which is they call it Mentis R49, and it's actually the 10th anniversary of the reformatted line. And this particular figure is only available with all these accessories on Planet Steel Express and hasn't even shipped yet. So if you want this figure in this shared exclusive, I guess we should use Hasbro terminology, it's a shared exclusive, but it's an early release here at TFCon. So... anyone picking up the exclusives?
I want that Rung. I don't have the premium ticket, so I gotta figure out if there're gonna be any left.
there are still some left. I saw a guy with a whole stack of boxes of them.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing that size box.
How much was that?
Maybe at least 30 left.
So I got to get up real early tomorrow.
Huh?
The Megatron is 75, and the Rung, I believe, is 125. So if you're paying with card, there's tax. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these are usually at a TFCon, this is probably as a result of COVID, you usually have a couple more exclusives, but this is what we got this year just because of shipping and everything.
You don't want to sit on them either.
It's so sad. Like, if you want stuff for Christmas, you better get it now. Yep. Everyone's saying, get it now, get it now. Yep. So TFCon is a perfect time to shop for everything you need for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main activity at TFCon is finding deal. I mean, on the show floor all day tomorrow and Sunday, there will be lots of, you know, lots of stuff to look at and find, you know, both the official Hasbro stuff and third-party stuff. Of course, also, you know, if you're hanging out in the hotel in the evenings, a lot of people have PARS parties in their hotel room. So, you know, if you bring, a lot of people sometimes, you know, bring their own toys to sell. If they're not in the dealer room, but they're just, you know, want to trade or work out deals and, you know trade or have fun with, you know all the big, the bringing together the big Transformers fan community here. And so, you know, there's lots of stuff, stuff to go on, going on this weekend. So, yeah.
So did you guys get pre-orders in? Did you pre-order anything today from?
All of it.
Oh.
All of it.
Just to be safe. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. I mean.
I got the Ravage 2-pack, the Beast Wars Ravage.
Like, I'm not really interested in any of the stuff they've revealed for Legacy so far, but this Laser Optimus Prime has me interested in the eventual Scourge repaint.
I want a Toxic Prime. I want that. I've wanted that forever. I want the back piece to be just clear and Ghostbuster-y. Toxic Avenger style.
The trailer better be back metal or I'm out.
Yeah. And did you get the Ravage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ravage.
Pre-order. I was surprised that it was still available. Like, they're going to ship it this week.
Yeah, that was the one I was a little on the fence with. I really
price
don't have. It, yeah, the price is a little high. I can't tell if it's a Voyager or Deluxe because I've heard it was a retool off of Cheetor, and I've heard other people say it's a retool off of Tigertron.
It looks bigger than.
I'm confused because on the panel today, they did say it was remolded off of Cheetor, but I don't know if they meant that was remolded off of Cheetor and upscaled like they did with Tigertron.
Do they have pictures of it with the cassette? Because the cassette's a G1, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think it's just the G1 cassette. They have plenty of those. I'm actually going to look. Because if they have that, you could do the old micrometer check. Now all they have is cut pictures, not it. Oh, there's one.
I remember
when DJ Ronan, when he gets his.
I remember when we got leaked pictures of this Ravage a good while ago. And if I remember correctly, the feet were very clearly Cheetor's feet and not the feet we've seen later on Tigatron. So I'm thinking it's probably in the Cheetor size range.
It looks like Cheetor on here in the packaging.
Yeah, so that seems a little hollow.
It's got the diorama for his ship, you know,
yeah,
from the agenda.
So I think you put the thing in there, can't you? The cassette?
The cassette? Yeah. That's the one I did pre-order just because, you know, I'm a fan of that crossover from Beast Wars. I think, you know, that was when they tied it directly into G1, you know, cemented my love of Beast Wars and connecting it to G1. So, you know, wanted to
any Transformers
to pick that
Prime
up.
Fans here?
No.
How are your stuff not sold out? All the G1 stuff sold out. What's going on?
So I have a question because we kind of talked about Unicron for a minute, but we didn't talk about the other HasLab Transformers product, Star Saber. How many people actually pre-ordered Star Saber? Or I guess back the project. It's not really a pre-order.
It's a pre-order.
But yeah. That was very successful. And I mean, I think it shows the strength of the brand just being that that is a Japanese or Asian market, you know, figure, the show was obviously in the Asian market also. So to get that backed in the U.S., they did throw, you know, the other pre-orders overseas into the totals, but without the U.S., I don't think it would have made it. So
my cousin texted me. He pre-ordered, or he did a Unicron the day one. He texted me. He's like, "What the hell is this victory something or other?" And I'm like, "He's the leader of the Autobots, like years after." And he's like, "I don't care about that." I'm like, "Okay."
I prefer my Star Sabers to be religious zealots who are intent on murdering people.
I guess. It's a Transformer with a sword before they all had swords. I mean, what Dinobots did, but I don't know. I love that. It's the prequel to Brave and or no, was it Brave?
Victory?
No. Zone? The guy who designed it was like a Gundam designer who then went on to Brave.
Okay, yeah.
It was in one of the bio things. So I just love that figure in general, and I've always wanted one, but they're huge. Like, I don't know why that thing is so huge. I had my issues. I sent you numerous, actually, things about that, because we were both pretty angry with how they handled Unicron, you know, whatever that is. So I just backed it on the last day out of spite. My one vote was very late. I have an hour-long YouTube video, if anyone wants to watch that, of me ranting about how they are doing this all wrong.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah, this is a Wendy's. Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what it is. Old man screams at cloud. That was me. I was not pleased with that, but what are you going to do? They're their own company. So we haven't heard much from you. What exactly is your podcast you do? You... Go ahead and tell everybody, like, in a little more detail, because it's a new podcast. I mean, I don't really...
Oh, you're addressing me. Sorry.
Yes, sorry.
I missed, like, the first couple of words hiding behind the mask. So, basically, I ran after Iacon Online back in January, I think it was, of this year. I messaged a couple of people who were leading panels on that, and roped them in, whom I had never met before, and we all started talking about doing a podcast on the TV show that I grew up watching, which is Transformers Cybertron, the last show of the Unicron trilogy. It's the one with the very stark contrast between the very CGI robots and the very hand-drawn animated humans. And we started going episode by episode through that series, and I'm the one who still loves the show, but everyone else is just kind of laughing at it the whole time, and it's a very fun bit of enjoying the bizarre accent choices that the voice actors have made for these characters. We've decided that Thundercracker and Jetfire are secretly lovers. So that's fun. One's got a very thick Southern accent, and the other has a very thick Australian accent. So two of my other... Hi, microphone. Two of my other co-hosts impersonate them and do back and forth nonsense. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, I talked to one of your co-hosts. That's why I was glad you showed up. It's a different podcast than what we usually get. It's usually G1, G1, G1. You might throw Beast Wars in there. You rarely get one that is hyper-focused on a Unicron trilogy one. Like, you didn't start with Armada.
We did not.
Energon. You just went straight to Cybertron, which, on all honesty, you do you. That is what you're supposed to do with a podcast. You don't cater to your fans. They find you. That's how I found the other two podcasts that are here. we bump into them every once in a while, because you guys are probably the longest running on Ready Free Cybertron. The last one that I've started listening to. So, I've been Transformers all this time, and I just ran into you like a year ago, so we don't pay for advertisement, if you can't tell. All right, I just wanted him to introduce himself a little more, since everyone's probably heard from you guys every year of this podcast panel. I'm assuming we're just this is going to be on transmissions.
We're recording it right now, so we'll make the files available so everyone can share them on their respective podcast feeds if they want. So we'll have. So everyone can listen. Do people listen to podcasts here, or specifically Transformers podcasts? So
was it number one Derek's there? Yeah. So what are you guys looking forward to this weekend? Is there a guest, a panel, anything?
I'm just happy to be with people again. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of on my podcast. We have several different people. There's one guy who's really into the toys. That guy is not me, but I still do enjoy the toys. But I am more into like Transformers lore and stories and comics and media and everything. But I do enjoy picking up toys that represent some of that media, like that Rung over there. That's a cool figure from the Transformers comics. And
I believe you did the tongue out thirsty emoji on the Discord.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, and there are some cool guests here. So Greg Berger, Grimlock, Jagari Chalk, Optimus Primal, and we have a new voice. I forget the gentleman's name, but the voice of Dead End from the newest cartoon, Cyberverse. So that's cool to have one of the newer voice actors here. Hal Rail is here, another G1 voice actor.
Venus Terzo.
Venus Terzo from Beast Wars. Yeah, Black Arachnia, and then Bob Budiansky, who is kind of the grandfather of all the Transformers stories and lore and history. I mean, the guy who basically created almost all the profiles of the original Transformers, Generation 1 Transformers, from the ground up.
He did Freedom is the Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell the story in his panel. Maybe I shouldn't ruin the story for those who are going to go see his panel. But yeah, I mean, he's kept copious notes of all his work from back then, so he always has, really all the stuff that he worked on back in the day. So like basically all the personalities that you loved from the original Autobots and Decepticons came out of his brain, and so it's really cool to always have him here and tell stories about it. Yeah,
Larry Hama did the same for G.I. Joe.
For G.I. Joe,
Larry Hama of the Transformers.
Yeah,
or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So what were you looking at? You looking to pick anything up, or you just that Rung?
That Rung. I'm really looking for that Rung.
Yeah, we might have to work something out.
And those third-party Legends figures, the small, third-party Legend-size figures. I'm always looking for those guys.
You think it's a fair trade for what you brought me? The Ollie's knockoff.
It's ready for you. I got it here for you.
It's like a self-transforming motorcycle that turns into a robot, but it's like, what scale is that even? Like 1/10 scale? It's like the weirdest scale I've ever seen. It's huge.
What about scale you, Josh? Is an illusion.
What about you, Josh? What are you here for?
Well, kind of echoing what Charles said, being at a TFCon again after all of the madness that was 2020 is just so wonderful for me. This is like my one time a year that I, or two times a year, depending upon when it happens, that I actually socialize with other humans. And this is also the first time I've met Susan and Trish, two of my co-hosts, in person. And that's honestly the thing I was looking forward to most, is just hanging out with these people who I've been chatting with over Zoom calls and constantly wondering whether Trish's internet is still functioning. Actually hearing her speak coherent that we can hear what she's saying is wonderful.
RTXV had that recently.
But also, I'm very much on the hunt for Japanese Galaxy Force figures. If you are selling them, come find me. I will probably buy them.
I do not have Japanese ones. Cool. And Diecast?
Oh, I'm definitely here to see you guys. I like being around and talking to other Transformers fans, getting different perspectives. Everyone likes different things. Some people like the media. Some people like the toys more. Some people like the comics more. it's just to experience all of it, which, you know, sometimes I only focus on some of the things that I like, but to see other areas of Transformers is always awesome. The dealer room's always great. The panels are always great. It's just...
The panels for Transformers are way better than most other panels from other conventions. I can attest to that. Anime ones are okay, but some of these, it's... Woof.
I mean, all the... And everyone who's worked on Transformers that I've met, I'm sure there's a rare occasion out there that... But everyone is always so nice.
Yeah, they're all nice, and they're not trying to sell you something.
Yeah. I mean, Greg Berger, I've had you know, conversations with him.
I'm happy to see Gary Chalk.
Gary Chalk.
I've talked to him.
I mean, these guys are all super awesome.
Yeah.
Did anybody else see Gary Chalk earlier today?
No.
The movie The Predator was on in the hotel room, and I'm just hanging out with Trish, and I see him come on the screen. I'm like, it's Gary.
Yeah, he sneaks in there. He's in a
also,
lot of stuff.
Also, Sonic the Hedgehog. He's one of the generals in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah, he's in a bunch.
In addition to the those guests, we got to mention the comic artists who are here. So, Josh Burcham, who did the art for the first six issues of the new Beast Wars comic, he's here. So, if you are reading the new Beast Wars comic and maybe you brought your issues and want to get them signed, he's here. Andrew Griffith, who's done a lot of Transformers comics, in for IDW, and Livio Remondelli, who's also a great Transformers artist, who's done comics here. So they're all here, and you can get stuff signed for them, and they will sign books for free. So I mean, you can
some
buy stuff from them, and they'll sign
custom
for free
stuff too. Depending, I know the artists have a lot of those do custom stuff. Is Moylan here this time?
I don't know. He's Canadian, so he probably couldn't get past the border.
Well, he could fly here.
Definitely check out Artist Alley, because there are people making stuff for Transformers that's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's, and I apologize, I don't know if they're at this show, but there's someone who makes like Transformers like stuffed animals. There's pins that I know are going to be available. I saw them on Twitter. That are really nice. They're like wooden pins, and I think they come in a set. There's just so many things that the fans, the people who are talented in the arts, which I'm not one of them, but there's so many people that make Transformers-related items that you can find here. It's just that's another thing that always amazes me, even though I've seen it, you know, at all the other conventions. It's always a shock to see what they can make.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make stuff as well. I don't have much to bring because I keep selling it on Etsy before I could bring it here. I try to make stock, and it doesn't happen. I make little stands and stuff.
One more person I forgot, Rick Alvarez, who actually worked on Transformers brand for a lot of time. Actually, I think he worked during the Transformers Prime era, so he's responsible for a lot of the Align continuity stuff, you know, when Hasbro was doing that about, you know, 10 years ago, so...
Yeah, I've been to a couple of Rick Alvarez's panels, and he has some really interesting insight onto like the behind the scenes of either the story elements of Transformers Prime and how the series was conceived, and where different ways that at one point season 3 was going to be about something completely different, or on like how the toy design process happens, because he was involved in all that stuff. I'm really excited for that panel. I've forgotten that was happening because I haven't looked at my schedule in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting, like, when you're bringing that up, if you listen to what, you know, the designers say and the brand team says, every time Hasbro has these events, and I'm lucky enough to actually go to the Hasbro events pre-COVID and ask questions and speak with the designers and the brand team managers, and... They were actually hinting at a Unicron for the end of the last trilogy. So I guess that was Scorponok that we got at the end there.
Power of the Primes?
Yeah, Power of the Primes. That's what it was. They were actually hinting at a Unicron Titan back then. And it didn't happen because, and I guess that's why they probably scrapped it, because they couldn't do what they wanted in that price point, which is how the HasLab came to be. So there's things that, if you listen every time they talk, their plans do change as it goes down the line, and you can kind of get an idea that behind the scenes stuff that happened. Like, I have a question. If anyone saw the Target Origins Bumblebee that came out in the what's their Bumblebee line called?
Yeah, Buzzworthy Bumblebee.
Buzzworthy Bumblebee.
Collision of worlds, or something like that.
I'm still looking for that Origins Bumblebee.
But you see that Origins Bumblebee, and you're like, why was that not in Siege? Like, yeah, that's the story I want to know the most, that I have written down in my notes for if I ever get to go to a live event again and talk to the Hasbro design team or the brand managers. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting behind the scenes stuff, and Rick always has, from his time at Hasbro, just some great stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess that's the con. I mean, I'm here kind of representing Transformers Reanimated, which is, I don't know if you know Yoshi. He unfortunately could not be here, nor could Greg, because he lives in Australia. I have been on there numerous times, as well as most of the Autopod Decepticast, which none of them are in here. They are here. They just aren't in the panel. So if you see them around, say hi. You can see them as well at AutopodDecepticast.com. You guys are just guests, right? You're not doing any panels or anything, are you?
Just the podcast panel.
Yeah. So. Just this one. Yeah.
We close out the show on Sunday afternoon at 4:30. So we're the last panel at 4:30. If you're, you know, looking for something to do after the dealer room closes and you want to hang out and talk about everything you got at the con, we'll come back. And
especially if you're itching for more, come get some more.
Yep.
What you liked, what you didn't like, we'll talk about it all. So.
I'm excited to be here as well for the same exact reasons, because this has been a terrible, terrible year for a lot of people, and it's good to see some people who have an aligned interest. I am a cosplayer. I see we have a Sari over there.
Hi.
I see a Jazz back there too.
There is a Jazz. Okay. My glasses are down so that I don't get fogged up, so I didn't even see you over there.
And we got a Bumblebee over there.
Yay!
There we go.
So come check me out in the vendor area tomorrow. I will be obnoxious.
There is a costume contest at 3:00 on tomorrow, Saturday. So yeah, if you're interested in that, go.
There's usually a bunch of people there. I don't know if they have the same. Usually it's like two or three different categories. So. Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't fit any of those. So.
And Charles, why don't you remind everyone, since you have it on your phone, where do we go to get the schedule?
You go to tfcon.com/schedule. So very easy to remember.
Yeah, because I don't know if they're on the back like some days.
They're not handing out paper schedules.
Schedules. It's all online.
Yeah.
They don't want people passing that stuff around.
Very COVID friendly.
Yeah. And money saving.
Very tree friendly.
And also, if you are interested in voice acting, there is a live script audition and reading at 5:00 on Saturday. So you actually can get a chance to do some voice acting with actual real live voice actors. So that's always cool, where they allow people to come up and audition, and then the voice actors will decide. They'll pick people to join them and do a live script reading with them. So that's really cool. So yeah, check that out too.
Anyone else have anything they want to go over?
Well, we have a little bit of time, right?
We got like 20 minutes.
does anyone, I just, from, you know, in the audience, is anyone, what are you guys excited about?
Grimlock?
Greg Berger?
Nice. Hall of Famer.
Grimlock kicked butt and kicked Juniper.
I'm going to find my medal as
That happens here.
Who is your metal husband?
Watch out. People do get married here. Or watch out. It's happened.
Third party panel.
I forgot that's about that.
That's
it's
on
been
Sunday
so long.
This year.
This exists, right? Like.
Wow. It's been a while since we had a third party panel. Thank you for bringing that up. I am super excited. The other thing, I'm curious what kind of third-party figures we're going to see in the dealer room as far as new stuff. You know, I want to, if there's going to be any surprise at anything in there that, like, Robot Paradise, Soundwave, if anyone has that in there. I mean, I know it's close. I don't know if it's out yet, but...
I'm hoping for those turtles, the square turtles, Ninja Turtles.
The square, yeah.
Cubes.
There's what's that? It's supposed to release next week, but I'm wondering if anyone could have got it early.
That means people probably have it that sell it, and there's no digital footprint here, so
I would have got it early if I could have. If I was a retailer, I would get it early for here for the fans. Although some of that stuff sells out, we were talking about that in the line with a fan. You know, about fans' toys selling out within, like, seconds when it goes up on pre-order. And I actually just... I import this stuff direct from overseas because it's a lot easier than trying to fight people to pre-order it.
Extra bucks for shipping versus...
Yeah, but it's definitely... fans' toys is hard to get.
Is that the Dinobots? Or...
They had Dinobots, yeah. They're reissuing them now.
Yeah, that was the one everyone was complaining about because they were costing too much.
Yeah, they're still hard to get, too. It's COVID doesn't, you know, with shipping and everything, it doesn't make anything better.
Who is it? It's Planet X, I think, has got an IDW, the Nick Roche style Grimlock coming out. And I think that one was scheduled to release in October 2021. So, hey, maybe that'll be here.
Yeah, I hope I can say this, and I'm not spreading rumors, but I heard there were going to be more exclusives, but, you know, because of shipping, they just didn't get here. So that's why we have the exclusives that we do.
They're in the Suez Canal right now.
Along with everything else, yeah. Off the coast of California. It's not even the trucks. I think it's the people to unload the ships because they're actually so far out. They have ships that can anchor if they're waiting to go into the port, and it's unprecedented from the article I read that they actually have ships out there that can't even anchor. They're just floating in the ocean in a line waiting to come into the port.
The staff have to wait over 4 hours and they even get loaded.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. We need some more ports. I think that's what
So do your shopping here this weekend. Yeah. I said it before.
If you see it, buy it. Do not ask questions.
Yeah, because if you don't get it here this weekend, you probably won't get it till January.
I actually hope someone here has the Robeson.
What's that?
The Robeson, the auto
truck. Oh,
yeah.
I saw a video on Twitter from someone who was here who had one. I mean, I feel with that figure that it's, you know, $750, and I would play with it for about a half an hour, and then it would sit for
I just want to see it.
Years.
I literally hope they just have it out and I can yell at it. That's yeah. That's all I need to do.
It's an amazing thing what they did, but I don't know that I can justify.
I think like $250 of it is literally paying for the license and Peter Cullen.
Yeah.
This is like the self-transforming Optimus Prime you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
The Kevin Smith.
I mean, people complain about Unicron. He is more expensive than Unicron.
Yeah.
not as bad as Masters of Revelation.
I think that's the wrong convention, man. I actually like that, so fight me.
What we really need is some Transformers NFTs, because I don't understand it, and I don't think I will until I get an NFT to actually be like, oh, this is what this is.
I need things that don't exist that cost money.
I can sell this thing that I bought that doesn't exist, but I can sell it to someone else who wants it even more.
I want that
because thing. It doesn't exist.
It's all of it.
You don't exist.
I have Bitcoin too, so I don't know what I do with it. It just sits there, and it goes up and down every day. It's kind of like owning the ocean. You just sit back and watch it.
So we don't really have any old one. I mean, what Rick Alvarez is probably the only G1 specific.
Bob Budiansky?
Yeah. Brain no work good after 8 hours of driving. So usually it's chock full of things, and you hear a lot of them rehashing stuff. It seems like it's a weird mix this time, which I'm sure is COVID-related.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of that. You won't get burnt out like you do usually, because I swear there have been years where you go to one panel, some guy asks this guy this question, and then goes to the next panel and asks the same question to that guy. And then literally there's just a line of people asking the same question. So it's going to be a little different this time because it's not all...
Hey, all Flint Dilly, which one is Cyclonus?
Exactly. Which one's red? Which one's blue? They ask you all that stuff.
Skywarp became Cyclonus.
Flint Dilly answered. The one I was at, he actually didn't answer that question. I don't think he knew.
He's probably answered it the opposite way.
Well, that ends that debate then. So
he's probably
okay.
Somebody
else ask him and watch him say, I don't know, bombshell.
He's just throwing it every other con. He says the other one.
Yeah,
I would not put that past him at all.
He's
I mean,
that kind of guy.
The other thing we failed to mention is the Transformers Brain No Worky late at the night.
Same.
The Transformers Hall of Fame that John Machida was inducted today, which
yep.
Oh, good
I think is great. That you know he's done so much in not only in Transformers but. Everywhere else for him to get inducted to the Hall of Fame is amazing.
Has Jack Angel been on there yet? They'll probably do that.
I know Greg Berger is in the Hall of Fame. I do not know about Jack Angel.
Posthumous, the word. After someone dies, they usually do that. So, without even voting, so they probably will do that. He just passed last week?
Yeah.
I think it was just this past Tuesday came out.
Yep. A couple of my friends, I guess, let's put it that way, acquaintances, actually were like talking friends with him. So rest in peace. I'd hate to end it on a downer there. We lost Robert Stack a while ago, so... Go Jack Angel.
Yeah.
He was the Ultra Magnus, by the way. If anybody didn't know that, he was Ultra Magnus in this show, not the movie. He just passed last week.
Can't deal with that now.
Exactly. I can't deal with it either. You guys good?
So give some plugs. I don't think we said our podcast name, but not where to find us. So.
Yep, plug away.
So like I said, I'm on the Transmissions Podcast. You can check that out at transmissionspodcast.com. We do two weekly shows, so one focused on toys and one focused on comics and media, so every Wednesday and Friday. You can find us on all the podcast services, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, Spotify. I think it's on Facebook now, but
avoid Facebook. You don't have to do Facebook. And you know, everywhere you find a good podcast. Also, we have another show. We host another show by my friend, and also he edits all our shows, so he's a really good friend, Mike Ordway, who does a show that's a Transformers Live Play RPG podcast. So, you know, get a group of people playing a tabletop RPG podcast, but it's all Transformers focused, and that is called Empire of Rust. So you can go to, hey, transmissionspodcast.com/rust and check that out. So,
and,
you know,
and is he?
Mike is here, not here in the room, but he is here at the show. So
I have not seen Dr. Pants either.
I think he's coming tomorrow, so he'll be here.
Got a whole bunch of people coming here.
But yeah, so check those out. It's all at transmissionspodcast.com, so you can find everything there. Thanks.
Josh?
And More Than Meets the Ear, you can find on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, iTunes. I just push a button and it publishes a lot of places. But you can find us on Twitter at MTMTEar. And also we have like a weird website called a Linktree, which is linktr.ee/MTMTEarPodcast. And that has links to like all of the different places where you can hear us. And then a link to where you can legally watch Transformers Cybertron on 2B TV, which is where half of the people watch it. I watch it on DVD and then laugh at the other ones who are watching the 2B TV version that has the weird dubbing errors that were fixed on the DVDs.
I've got another 20 episodes of Energon left, and then I will be starting that and listening to your podcast at the same time. So
you have 20 episodes of Energon that you have to watch, and you have watched like 20-some episodes already?
Yes, I have done other things while I was doing that. I was not, like, glued to the...
I'm so sorry.
So this is the thing. I actually loved it when it was out, but it must have just been, like, in one ear, out the other, because that show is...
I was a literal child, and I loved it, and then I tried to rewatch it a few years ago, and then I'm just like, child Josh, why?
Yeah, both of those.
Why did you like this?
Both of those first two are not a good watch to like. You can watch an episode here or there. Oh, this is neat. You try to blitz them? No, no binging the Unicron trilogy. It's a doctors do not recommend it. and I guess
so. The easiest place to go to. See Radio Free Cybertron, tfradio.net. We have weekly updates, daily updates. When our Hasbro drops news, we put it on there. So it's just like any other Transformers website where you're going to get your latest news. Our podcast is live every Wednesday, and then it gets recorded and dropped everywhere you can imagine podcasts to be. We are a podcasting network, so there are multiple podcasts other than just Radio Free Cybertron. I have my own. If you go to tfradio.net/reviews, you can see a bunch of my figure reviews for the older figures. I haven't done any recent reviews lately just because of work constraints. And you can follow me on Twitter if any of you are Twitter people. At diecast2 on Twitter. That's my favorite place to talk Transformers.
That's pretty much the Transformer. The T for Twitter stands for Transformer.
Yeah.
That's, everybody does that there. I don't know. I'm on Instagram primarily, and when I want to talk to someone about Transformers, I have to open a different app. It's different.
Well, I don't go on Facebook. I hear Facebook is now a Spirit Halloween. Because that's apparently what happens when you close for a couple hours, is it becomes a Spirit Halloween. But yeah, I learned Twitter just for the podcast and for the show, so that's why it's always been nothing but Transformers.
How long are you guys running?
How long have we been on Twitter, or how long?
How long have you guys been doing the podcast, like... Before podcast was a word, I think.
Yeah, he was Brian, the owner, Brian Kilby, was doing it before podcasts were a thing. I mean, they used to actually like manually call each other on a regular landline phone and record something and put it on an MP3. It was before they even had the word podcast. Alt Toys Transformers, they talk about it all the time. I didn't even know about it. I was on the internet looking at things I shouldn't have been when I was that age.
Would y'all be doing this on floppy disks or something?
What's that?
You did all this on floppy disks, right?
No, they did it on digital media, but it was like Real Player when Real Player was really popular.
And when you had to walk uphill in the snow both ways to school.
Yeah, yes, without shoes or wrong fitting shoes or whatever your uphill battle was at that time.
Josh, how long have you been doing your podcast? How many episodes you in?
How long have we been podcasting?
Yeah.
It's October, so about 10 months, roughly.
10 months, not even a year.
Yeah,
we haven't
even been going podcasts. A year yet. We've just put out our 10th episode, if I can count correctly.
Yeah. And Charles, what's your count?
Transmissions just had its 8th anniversary in August, so we're going strong. We're at episode 456, and 457 will be out next Wednesday, so...
How long has Empire of Rust been out?
Empire of Rust 61 is coming out this Monday. So, you know.
Hey, I was on there too. I forgot about that. I'm on a bunch of podcasts. I have no control over my life to be on my own. I'm Alpha Magnus, Alphamagnus. I have to say that because people ask me later how to spell that. I don't know why it's so difficult. As I said, I have a booth. Check me out. Come bug me tomorrow. Buy stuff or don't. I'm just here to hang, and I don't have to walk around this year. People got to come to me. What's up next? The opening ceremonies?
Yep. Opening ceremonies at 8:00. Thank you guys for coming to the podcast panel. We really appreciate it.
I guess we'll get started. So this is the final panel of TFCon Baltimore 2021. This is our podcaster roundtable wrap-up of the show, I guess. So, thanks to TFCon for letting us ramble here. And, we'll record it and then put it up on our respective podcast feeds if anyone listens to that. So I am Charles, a.k.a. Big C. I'm the host of the Transmissions Podcast. That's at transmissionspodcast.com. And we've got a couple other podcasters up here on the show, so introduce yourself.
So I'm Mike. I am one of the guest hosts on Transmissions, and I run the Empire of Rust, the only Transformers RPG role-playing game podcast out there, first and only.
And hi, guys. I am Trish. I am part of the More Than Meets the Ear podcast. We're relatively new, and our spiel currently is that we are watching Transformers Cybertron and discussing its merits, its detriments, and generally just chaos ensues. We never stay on topic for very long, but you know.
Awesome. All right. So we're all very happy to be back at TFCon. I know it's been... A bit of a rough couple of years for everyone. We're happy to be back together. I'm not a huge fan of masks, but I am happy to see everyone wearing masks, so that keeping everyone safe. That's awesome. I think the weekend went really well, and people were really, really diligent with that. So that was awesome. And it was just great to see everyone. There's a lot of, for Transformers fan community, it's very much online, so you don't tend to see the people you interact with in person very often, so it's just great to be back in person with, a bunch of friends you've made and be able to interact with them and hang out with them. So that was my favorite part of TFCon, just getting to see people I hadn't seen in a long time. And then just seeing all the awesome Transformer toys on the show and trying to figure out if my wallet could handle all the different figures there. So Trish, maybe we start with you. What were your high points of the con?
Oh wow, there were a lot. So I actually helped volunteer for the con, so I spent most of the day most of the days, wrangling guests and helping make sure everything ran relatively accordingly. But definitely my favorite part was shopping, as much as my wallet disagrees, and meeting friends who, actually, the members of my podcast, we'd never met each other in person before. And so Josh, the guy who brought us all together, I think he was on this panel on Friday. And so I got to see him for the first time, got to see Susan, she's another member of our podcast. And so it was really fun to see all these people who I met during the pandemic when we did the cons online and met through the Discord channels and stuff in person for the first time. So that was probably definitely my favorite part upon further consideration.
All right, Mike.
I'd have to echo a lot of that. Just seeing people whom we haven't seen in like 4 or 5 years, that was very, very fun. Just being able to reconnect and get in touch with everyone, that I think is the highlight of the con for me. Like, I haven't seen Charles here since 2016, I think, so fun times.
Yeah, I mean, recording a podcast remotely, you see each other on a video screen. I mean, I'm sure everyone is quite familiar with Zoom calls these days. So, but 5 years to see, you know, to see us in person, it's a long wait. So, yeah. All right. Well, any big toy finds that you got this year? So I know Mike has a story. So maybe I'll ask you to tell your story about some of the cool finds you got.
I've been looking for a bunch of like older Combiner Wars limbs, and I've just had tough times with all the prices that have like not come down in price at all. So I found a couple because I'm building this like my own custom combiner for it. So found a couple of those, happy about that, and I found a Netflix Soundwave for a deal. So that was nice. Never saw him in stores ever. So. Always a good time when you find a figure that you have never seen before.
Trish, how about you?
Well, because I was volunteering so much, I didn't get the chance to buy a lot of toys, but my favorite find of the weekend was I primarily collect Transformers Prime figures. It has been a long weekend. And so collecting the Japanese exclusives has always been a little bit out of my reach. But this time around, I actually managed to find, for a very reasonable price, a Transformers Japanese exclusive Air Vehicon General mint in sealed box. So that was a very fun find for me. And that's one that I am going to definitely use to flush out my collection. Very, very fun.
That's a nice find.
I was not expecting it because I've looked at multiple conventions. I was not expecting to see it here, and it was just sitting on the box. I got it for a great deal, so I was like, yes!
Well, I did get that Mastermind Creations Mentis, the Rung figure, so I was very happy to be able to snag that. I was kind of salivating over that on Friday, seeing it. And I was hoping I'd be able to get one. So I had some friends who had booths, so they were able to help me out and pick one up for me. So I was very happy to do that. Also happy to get one for my podcast co-host Daryl, who couldn't be here. He's Canadian and basically had to cancel his trip at the last minute because they still haven't opened the border. So that was disappointing for him to couldn't make it. But Hopefully, I mean, I'm definitely sure he'll be going to TFCon Toronto. So if anyone's going to TFCon Toronto in December, look out for Daryl, another transmissions guy. He'll be wearing a shirt probably similar to this, if you're curious. I also managed to get an Origins Bumblebee. I know that's a figure that's pretty much out on Target, but I couldn't find it anywhere, so I was happy to be able to get it here. I did pay a little bit extra for it, unfortunately, but. I was happy to find it. So yeah. Anyone have fun going to the parts parties in the evenings? Anyone check those out? Anyone in the audience or anyone here?
I did. <yeah.
laughs> I went to a couple. I actually found one on Friday night. I've been here since Monday, so I found one on Friday night. I went to a couple last night, but I didn't really find anything. It was just fun to hang out.
Mm, yeah.
I can agree. Yeah. We took a trip down all the hallways in the hotel. There was some stuff going on. There were some other parties going on too, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a bit weird because you know you're going to strangers' rooms. You know, the question is always, are you going to murder them or are they going to murder you? So but no, everyone just wants to have fun and talk toys and buy and sell toys. So no murders happened. At least I didn't witness any. So. So maybe we can make this a little interactive too. I mean, there's not that many people here hanging out. Thanks, guys, for coming. So what, you know, any guys talk about? Do you guys have high points of the show that you guys want to talk about, or you know, that you enjoyed in particular? Anyone at all? Go ahead.
Were you guys able to catch the legacy reveals? What are your thoughts on that stuff?
Yeah. So we did. So I was driving in my car as I was driving down to Baltimore while that was happening. And yeah, you know, just listening on my phone and got to see the pictures afterwards. Yeah, so for me, I don't know. Maybe nothing really grabbed me too much. Like just it was nice to see them kind of going to do a range of different toy lines and different eras. So hopefully capturing you know, both the older fans and the younger fans who are interested. But I guess nothing grabbed me in particular. I did like the little accessories that come with the War for Cybertron Galvatron, the reformatted Galvatron. But yeah, those are for my Unicron that I got. So like those are nice. But I actually didn't want the Galvatron figures. I just want the little bits and nothing else. What did you guys think?
Well, I didn't see the live stream as it was happening, but I went on Hasbro Pulse afterwards and looked those up. I will be getting the Galvatron one. I think the figure's pretty cool, and obviously I need it because I have a Unicron too, and so I need the head. But other than that, I was kind of disappointed with what they did with the figures who were supposed to be reminiscent of the Prime line, just because I liked the original Prime figures and thought they were just going to kind of go and make them better, make them a little more flushed out, make their articulation better, and they kind of went and like changed a bunch of stuff, and I wasn't a huge fan of that. But other than the Galvatron, yeah, nothing really snagged my attention, but I will be getting him because he looks really cool.
Yeah, I didn't catch it live, but I saw like all the reveals as soon as we got here and everything, so I will echo you a little bit on that. I think the Legacy series is just going to end up being very polarizing to a lot of people. You're either going to just say, yeah, this is great, keep them coming, or you're going to hate it. I don't think there's a lot of middle ground for this. That being said, I do like the look of the Laser Prime. I'm probably going to skip it and wait till the black repaint, the Scourge repaint they do. That'd be cool. So, but yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if they kind of continue that look throughout the entire line of that. So, we'll see. We'll see.
I was going to film the Galvatron 3431 that, but just to get away from, Transformers a little bit. I think the most exciting thing that I saw was that Hasbro Skystriker.
Well, if we're deviating from Transformers, I don't know if they revealed this on the live, but I heard from somebody that they're planning on doing a one-to-one proton pack, and so I am all down for that. So I would totally get that. Who doesn't want a one-to-one proton pack? I mean,
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm totally loving that. The sound, I just hope they do it right. And that it's not, you know, $3 bajillion.
Awesome. Anyone else have any thoughts on the show? In general? Go ahead.
Yeah, Oh, the third party reveals.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, my brain had to translate that for a second because I can't hear it from so far away.
Yeah, we seem to have lost our assistant with the microphone, huh?
I wasn't really, because I was volunteering, I didn't really see what the third party reveals were, but I'm sure there were some pretty cool ones. I was at like all the booths and stuff, but I didn't really see the reveals when they happened, so.
Chosen Prime had the stuff on the left-hand side display case. That was the majority of the...
Oh, like yeah, some of that stuff was gorgeous. Yeah.
There was a couple things that I was missing from it. Like, I really wish they Fans Toys really spoke about the Fort Max coming out. So I wish they talked about that, which, unfortunate. And Planet X, I wish they did a little bit more as well. Like, we got that sludge like silhouette, and that's cool and everything, but I would have loved to see a bit more of that. But the like all of like the legend size stuff that they released all really, really looks good. It's all beautiful stuff. Yeah,
yeah, I may have a slight problem with the legends. I love them so much, and I wanted to just buy all of them, and I was trying not to buy all of the Seekers and new little guys.
But they're so small, they just fit in your pocket.
But I know, that's the problem. They're so cute. That's why they're so dangerous. Very dangerous. Transformers in general is dangerous because we have such great figures.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Legends class figures too, but yeah, that's a slippery slope. You can, and they're, you know, it's just $30, but then you buy five of them, and then, you know,
and then it's not $30 anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, the IDW, I guess Grimlock is what they already revealed, but yeah, I'm curious what that sludge is going to look like, and I guess that means they're going to do all the Dinobots too. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that, but. I would have liked to see an actual reveal rather than just the silhouette, but it's probably just because of production and issues of ramping up in factories and all that stuff. It felt a little light this time, that because usually the third party panel will last the full hour or 45 minutes and they wrapped it up in 30 minutes. So we didn't see a lot, but. In particular the Legends class stuff, that's what I would be most interested in. So, yeah. Well, go ahead.
I have a question about volunteering. So, what are some of the best perks of being a volunteer? Like, are, would you, like, as far as, like, expenses are, like, people are, like, do they come to your hotel playing the
Okay, so the volunteering, it was really fun. I had a great time doing it. The only thing they cover is admission. So you get, if you volunteer, you get your pass for the weekend. It does get you the early admission if you're not on shift when it starts in the morning. And I really enjoy being able to, like, you get to know everybody a lot better, and you get to know, like, the staff of the con, and you get to know some of the vendors better, and let's see, what else was in your question?
Perks?
Perks? I don't know if you really get as many perks as far as you kind of get to know people, and then, you know, the more you know people, the more, and it gives you lots of opportunities for growth in, like, the volunteering. Like, this is my first time volunteering for TFCon, and because we were a little bit short-staffed, I got to help one of the actors table. So I was with Xavier Cadeau all weekend because we were a little short-staffed. So as long as you're, you know, punctual and reliable, they do tend to help. You know, you get to do more stuff. The more accountable you are, and if you're willing to help out, you know, they're willing to help you out, and you get, you know, a little bit better staff. I don't really say better, different staff positions, you know, than someone who's going to be late and they can't rely on, and people have to stay on their shift longer. But it definitely was a great time. I'm exhausted, but it was a great time. I believe you have to be staff for that to happen. And once you're, as far as I'm aware of how it happens, If you volunteer a few times and you make yourself reliably consistent, then they invite you on to staff. And at that point, I don't quote me on this, I believe that's when they start covering stuff like that. But yeah, don't quote me on any of that. I'm guessing based on what I've heard.
How long are your shifts?
So they ask for four-hour shifts. It's 1 hour each shift, and then you can, like, move around. But it's pretty much whatever they can get, they'll take. Like, I was supposed to be scheduled for 2 hours on Sunday, and then I think I had 5 hours on Saturday. It ended up being all day, all the 2 days, because I ended up tabling. But I know some of the volunteers were only able to come yesterday, and some of them were only able to be here today. So they're very, very flexible. They appreciate any help that they can get.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very fun.
All right, well, I know it's late, it's the end of the day, so maybe we can we'll wrap things up here. Thanks everyone for coming out. I hope you guys listen to podcasts if you're interested. As I said earlier, I'm on the Transmissions podcast. That's at transmissionspodcast.com. We do two shows every week. One talks about All About Toys, one all about comics. And we are also hosts of the Empire of Rust podcast, which Mike can talk about.
Yep, so I guess host on Transmissions once or twice a month or so, give or take. And I run the Empire of Rust RPG podcast, again, the world's first and only Transformers RPG podcast. Transmissionspodcast.com/rust, or just go to any podcast feed that you have, Google, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, anywhere you go, and just search for Empire of Rust.
Yeah, and so I'm Trish. I'm with More Than Meets the Ear. Currently, we are going over Transformers Cybertron. It's not actually what we do. It's mostly chaos. We talk about whatever comes to mind. We make bad jokes, and there's usually at least one song that happens. Sometimes it's VeggieTales, sometimes it's Disney. You never know how it's going to go. And we are on all podcast platforms, and we are, I believe, at MTMT Ear. And then on Facebook, we are More Than Meets the Ear podcast. Twitter, it's at MTMT Ear. And that should be it. We're relatively easy to find, especially if you go on Facebook. We have a link to our link tree, which can get you everywhere.
All right. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
You mentioned an RPG. Is that a system that you devise for the RPG? Because I heard that there is an actual official RPG coming out.
There is one coming out. That's coming out in March, April or so, give or take. From Renegade Games, and we're hoping to do something with that once it comes out. But as of right now, it is a Starfinder system with like a Mechamorphosis thing on top of it, with our own homebrew stuff on top of that.
Yeah, so you can actually check it out if you join our Discord, the Transmissions Podcast Discord. We have an Empire of Rust channel there, and actually links to the rule set that they use for the Empire of Rust game, so you can check that out, and also talk to other listeners and the cast members on the show. So,
yep.
Yeah. And yeah, if you to go to that, go to transmissionspodcast.com/discord, and that's where you can find it.
We're not that fancy yet. We're just a baby podcast.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, so.
From what I'm told, it's super easy. I don't do it.
Yeah, I don't do it either. I just come on when Josh tells us to. And I'm usually the one that's late, because fashionably late. You got to make an entrance every time, so. But yeah, thanks for coming out, guys. It was a great weekend. I got to get to know some of you.
And we did record this, so hopefully we'll be able to publish this on all our podcast feeds. So tell your friends if they want to listen or are curious about podcasts, you know, to check it out. So that'll probably be coming up this week or next week. So,
is anyone going to be at the con in Burbank in March? No one? All right, that's fine. That's cool. That's my home turf, so I'll be out there. So at the very least, you'll see me out there. I'll probably be volunteering again, because it was fun.
That Saturday is my birthday, so Maybe, if I can convince my wife to make it a birthday present.
Well, we'll see. LA, and the last TFCon Burbank we had was humongous. I think there were like 18 guests or something. Like, it was huge. And so hopefully they can top it this year. I know a couple of actors have already been reaching out about wanting to be. They kept reaching out to me. I'm like, guys, I don't know. I'm not with TFCon. But yeah, so it should be a great time for everybody, and there should be quite a decent amount of guests there.
Mm-hmm.
So come, I'll be there.
Thank you all for sticking around for as long as you did.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.